What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ron and Anian.
And I thought about it, and it's pink, and I just can't get over this, and it's pink, and I just, and I'm like, you know, it looks like a bottle of Pepto-Bismol with four tires going down the road. I mean, there's just no other way to say it. It's this pink thing.
The car doctor.
What's that mean, Ron? Do they got some kind of thing over the cast or
well,
something?
Well, yeah, a coated rotor has a protective coating onto the rotor itself so that it won't rot and rust the parts that aren't, you know, not the brake pad area, but the non-brake pad area.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron and Anian, the car doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
Okay, I think we should start. I should start by telling you this story, all right, before we go to the phones. So I got a phone call this week, and it kind of was that, oh, help me, car doctor, please. I'm stuck on the side of the road phone call. A certain member of the staff that we shall remain nameless and his 2015 Ford Escape was overheated at 377,000 miles. It's allowed to do anything it wants. Tom's car has been through the war and higher mileage. He was overheating. And he called me and we talked our way through it. And I said, you know, there's some kind of a coolant leak, Tom. I can't exactly see where it is over the phone here, but you got to get it down to me. And I did a deep dive. You know, at 370,000 plus miles, it can be a lot of things. There's a lot you have to stop and consider. And it's hard, right? Tom's got a 2-liter escape. It's the engine compartment is very crowded. It's difficult to see exactly where it was down in the right front corner. The only thing over there, short of the hose that leads up to the coolant overflow bottle or the coolant overflow tank itself or the expansion tank, whatever we want to call it, out of the 14 names that we give things in this industry, the plastic tank in the right front corner, short of that hose, is the water pump itself. And I couldn't see much of anything else. You know, I don't have x-ray vision. I went on to the AutoZone website. I went on to AutoZonePro.com, and I was able to look at the pump, All right. And see, they showed three different views of it. They showed the front, the back, the side. You know, they'll show things in a parts picture. And I was able to see where the weep hole was. All right. And, you know, the weep hole is where when the seal has gone bad, you can, you'll see coolant come out of it. Well, at least I knew where to look. So I took a mirror after seeing that on the AutoZone Pro website. I took a mirror and I put it down under the pump. I pulled the pulley, right? I put the mirror down under, found the vent, because now I'm working backwards upside down because there's no room to look at anything here. And we used we basically pressurized the cooling system. All right. We pulled the bottle out from the corner, put an adapter on, pressurized it, and you could hear the hiss. But, you know, the concern was, is it something mechanical? Is it, did the engine just fail at that mile? I've never seen an Escape go 377,000 miles. So bottom line, it was the vent, because I actually took my finger and I'm listening to it hiss. I'm hearing, and I put my finger right in the hole and it just stopped hissing. And Tom needed a water pump. Called up AutoZone, because now we're on the clock. We got to get Tom back on the road. He's breathing over my shoulder like, I got to go. And, you know, Tom keeps radio stations on the air. It's sort of a national emergency situation, I guess, in a sense. No kidding. And AutoZone was right there. They brought us a pump. By the time we had it apart, they had the pump there. We put them together, and he's back out on the road again. And that's your in-the-shop story this week for AutoZone, because AutoZonePro.com, you know, they're right there to support us mechanics and keep us busy. And even Tom was impressed with their speed. But, yeah, true story from the Bay. The next thing we have to figure out, though, is we're trying to do the math. We want to know how many times, because I measured it. It's a 6-inch water pump pulley. It's an 8-inch crank pulley, 377,000 miles. Tom said it's got 5,820 hours on it, I think is what he told me. We want to know how many times that water pump spun around at 377,000 miles.
Well, rough basic math came out to be about 660 million times. So now we have to add the differential between the pulleys.
Right.
We also have to figure in how long did I sit in traffic idling. You know, I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff that comes into this.
It's funny, Tom. I was watching Hidden Figures last night on TV, and they were trying to figure out John Glenn's orbit, and they were trying to plug in these unknown numbers. I said, this is like trying to figure out Tom's water pump rotation. You know, we're going to be doing advanced calculus on a water pump revolution timetable just to figure out you know, because we're just curious, how many miles, how many rotations did that pump go through before the bearing? And the bearing didn't fail. The seal just wore itself out. So absolutely amazing. But true story from the Bay. AutoZone does it again. Yeah,
that was impressive.
Yeah.
Almost as impressive as the big pink glow I saw over RA Automotive as I was coming into the place.
What is it with everybody and the fascination with this pink Volkswagen thing?
I don't know, but I sent pictures to several friends, and they all said the same thing. We want it. How much does the guy want for it?
Well, and I don't get it. And the sad part is, you know, we just did a brake upgrade, so it now has disc brakes and bigger drum brakes on the back, and it'll stop on a dime. It won't go faster than 40 miles an hour because it's still got the original engine in it. You know, and my answer was, if you want to make it stop better, let's just put a quick release on the engine. We'll drop the engine out of it. It'll slow it down like an anchor, and the car will come to an immediate halt. But
well, let's give our listeners a quick little behind-the-scenes glance at the Car Doctor. Now, I put the opens together every week, and I have to choose the clips we use, and that's, I'll either pick it with something funny you say or something real precise you say or whatever, and then I try to match music to it. So this week I said, let me see if there are any songs about Volkswagens. And you'd be surprised how many songs there are about Volkswagens and that mentioned Volkswagen. But what really impressed me was I found this.
God drives a Volkswagen thing. God drives a Volkswagen thing.
You know, we just found out, right? We're gonna have a call. At this hour, we've got somebody from Maine told us that in their church bulletin they mentioned the Car Doctor and for advice and gave out the phone number. And Tom sent me a note. He said, look, God listens to the Car Doctor. And I said, of course he does. Now I know why, because he needs somebody to fix his thing. All right. It's a Volkswagen. You know, he's looking down going, look, I found a guy that can still work on a Volkswagen thing. It's just So in any event, can I go to David in Virginia and get the phones going? David, Virginia, thanks for putting up with us today. We're a little off topic, but 12 Honda Civic. How can I help you, sir?
Yes. A friend of mine, he's a recent roommate, and he works at a prison, which is about 45-minute drive. So Tuesday morning, he has to be at work at like 6:30. He gets up, starts his car, and it's the battery light comes on, and there's some funky noise. So anyway, it's really early in the morning, so he just sits there for like an hour until the dealership opens. He calls his parents. They live in Texas. He moved up from Texas recently. And so his parents said, take it to the dealership. And we're talking a, 11-year-old car.
Okay.
So he takes it to the dealership and they say, oh yeah, your alternator is bad. Your battery's not good. And they made a bunch of other recommendations work, which he declined. But he just wanted to get on the road so he could get to work because he's going through training at this prison. So he can't miss work.
Gotcha.
So long story short, they call him back and they say, okay, this is going to cost you at least $1,400.
Okay.
And he calls his parents because his parents are helping him out, pay the bill. And they say, yeah, go ahead. You know, it's a dealership, you know, they always do good work. The alternator by itself, just the part, was $870 for a 2012 Civic.
All right.
Which I thought was outrageous.
Well,
I looked on.
It's probably new from Honda, not a reman.
Uh-huh.
All right. Typically, I can't say exactly what a 12 Civic alternator is worth brand new out of a dealer, but I'm going to tell you the majority of alternators, if we were to price them and we stopped pricing them new out of the dealer on older cars, is it justified? Because you're going to find they're somewhere between $600 and $800. So that's kind of in the ball game. Let's break it down like this, you know, Dave, and I realize it's a shock, but let's throw an hour at diagnosis. Can we agree on that? Because answers just don't fall out of the tree. What's the dealer get for a labor rate? 150? 200?
Well, the total labor rate was like 350, I think.
All right. But what do they get per hour? You got to break it down.
You're probably in the ballpark.
So let's say, I'm not sure. Yeah, let's say it's 150. All right.
Okay.
So it's 150 to diagnose. It's an hour to change the alternator, give or take. And we'll throw the battery in too. Let's say it's an hour to change the battery in the alternator. That's 2 hours altogether. There's 300. The alternator new out of the Honda dealer is 800. There's 11. All right. Did they put a belt on it? Did they change a tensioner? Did they do anything else?
They did an inspection.
Okay. So maybe the inspection was worth $100. There's 12. The bill was 14. We're not
1443.
Yeah, there was sales tax, right? We're not too far off the mark, guessing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
wow.
Yeah, it's now.
Wow. Cars are expensive.
Now, yeah, cars are expensive. Now, well, go price a new one, right? Go price a replacement vehicle. Having said that, okay, I'll tell you what, Dave. Let me pull over, take a pause. We'll finish up on the other side when I come back. Don't go away. All right? I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We'll both be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Little GTO, you're really looking fine. Three deuces and a four-speed and a 389.
Need advice on how to maintain that classic GTO? Ron is the guy. 855-560-9900. Here's Ron.
David, you're still there, sir.
Yes, I am.
So let me start out by saying, you know, I'm not here to beat you up. I'm just trying to make a point and see if I can help you understand and get a little more comfortable with car repair. All right. So let's just be two guys talking, right? So, okay. You know, your friend with the Honda with the alternator, could he have gotten it done cheaper? Yeah, probably. I don't think he would have saved anything on labor. Because can we agree that anytime you have a problem with the car, it's got to be diagnosed, right? Unless you want to take the chance and throw parts at it. So maybe he would have saved $150. In our example, we're saying it's $150 to diagnose, $150 to replace the part. So maybe he would have saved $150. Now, he could have opted for a cheaper alternator. All right. I guarantee you there are aftermarket replacements of rebuilt alternators, you know, $200-$400. There's probably new alternators aftermarket available, $300-$400, things like that. You can always find a cheaper part.
Yeah, I actually looked at AutoZone.
Right.
I know you like AutoZone.
Right.
Yeah, it was like $225.
Right.
So but I guess it was probably used.
Right? Or it's a reman, all right? And there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
It's just to what level, you know, cars are a lifestyle. To what level does he want to fix it? And where's his point of comfort? You know, it's the weekend, David. You going out to eat this weekend? Are you gonna go pick a restaurant? And then, you know, why do you go to that restaurant and not the other restaurant? You know, it's all price. It's price, or isn't some of it though when we go out to eat? Isn't some of it the service, the taste of the food, the smell of the place, the environment,
oh,
the experience?
Yeah. Well,
right?
Of course.
Yeah.
He was taken advantage of because he's a 25-year-old kid.
Well, you know? I think somebody should have explained options to him, maybe. But by the same token, some of that is on him I'm not picking on him either. But, you know, we've got to sort of teach the next generation how to ask the critical questions, and we haven't done that. You know,
I agree with that.
You know, is there a cheaper way to do this? Here, I'll tell you a quick story before I let you go. I had a woman call the shop this week. I keep talking to Cheryl. I haven't worked for her yet, but I keep getting to talk to her. She's got a 13 Land Rover. Think about this now. She's driving a 2013 Land Rover. It's a 11 going on 12-year-old Land Rover, right? An LR4. And she's looking for somebody to work on it. Her previous mechanic went out of business. And the next line accompanied after that was, but he was really cheap. There's a problem with working on a vehicle really cheap, because can you ever get to afford to be in business long enough to take care of that customer long term? Do you see my point? You can't have both. You can't, you know, and his rent went up and he didn't own the building. And after working with her for 25 years, he couldn't make enough of a living to buy a building. So,
wow.
Right. Where's that point of cheap? Now, she had a hard time understanding why it was so expensive for anybody to work on a Land Rover. And I kept pointing out, it's a Land Rover. It's 12 years old. It's got miles on it. My God, when the suspension system fails on one of those, it's 10 grand. You know, it's a Land Rover.
Yes. It's British.
Right. We're not talking about a Toyota Camry. We're talking about a Land Rover. You know, this is like the customer I talked to this week, and I'm explaining what's wrong with the car and why was it so expensive to fix. David, no lie, the car was on fire. All right. The valve cover was leaking so bad, the oil dripped out the back of the valve cover on this 08 Dodge Avenger right onto the exhaust manifold, and it caught fire. And I kept saying, but it was on fire. Again, the car was up in flames and you got the fire put out. I showed her the picture where the husband had used the fire extinguisher to put the fire out. Like, the car was on fire. It's a Land Rover. You know, the problem is nobody ever sits and explains it to people. I get your sticker shock.
Yeah.
I get your buddy's sticker shock. You know, it's cars really are a lifestyle. There are cheaper alternatives. All right. There's other ways that this could have been handled. What I think you've got to look at is he's safe, right? You know, cars breaking down on the road are a dangerous thing today, because there's a lot of bad things that happen on the road. The road is a very unforgiving place. I recently replaced my wife's 2018 Ford Explorer. Somebody said, why? It only had 56,000 miles on it. I said, because she's going to start to travel to go see the grandbaby 6 hours away. I want her in something as new as it can be, because I don't want her to have a problem on the road. Because the road is a very unforgiving place, and you have to realize that. That's it. That's all I got, David. I hope I helped you understand it better. I appreciate your openness. And something to think about. So good luck to you, and keep us posted. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We're back right after this.
There's two kinds of people in the world: people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back. Ron and Andy, the Car Doctor, at your service at 855-560-9900. Keep in mind, we are expanding the YouTube channel, and if you're looking for more information, you want to hear this show again, don't forget to get out and look for the podcast wherever podcast players are found. Let's go over and talk to Brian in Minnesota. Brian, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Hello, Ron.
Yes, sir.
I've got a 2008 Buick Enclave. It's my son's vehicle. Bought it this past spring. Got 220-some thousand miles on it.
Okay.
Extremely well maintained, cared for overall. But as we know, things happen anyway.
Yep.
This is entirely intermittent. First happened a little over a month ago. It's happened a couple times since where it seems like maybe half of the cylinders are cutting out, at least a couple of them. It loses power dramatically.
Right.
Check engine light comes on. Traction control light will come on. And I think that one might blink.
Is it setting a C0561?
It's setting a P1174.
Okay.
And also the tire pressure light will come on. And then the tach will drop as well.
Okay, and then what do you do to get rid of it?
Nothing. You can shut it off, wait a little bit, and it'll be just fine. I had it. He was back home here, and a month or so ago, and we had it serviced. He went back to the cities, back down to the Twin Cities. So he went 150 miles. He probably went 100 total, about 170 miles with some other driving. And the next morning he calls me up and here's the thing's acting up. Since then, it's done it maybe three other times, and it did it last weekend. It's actually at a shop right now. They're kind of bewildered by it. He drove 150 miles here to the house. It was just fine. I get in it to drive it to the shop 5 miles away, and it's doing it. 2 days later, mechanic gets in it, and it's just fine.
Okay, let's talk about the 11.
It's literally what?
Yeah, it's random, right? It's just random and intermittent. So
it is, and it's like flipping a switch.
Right.
It's not something it kind of goes into. It's like flipping a switch.
Okay. So, naturally I'd love to see it on a scanner and, can I look at fuel trim? I could sit here and for 5 minutes, Brian and give you all these things to look at. But if it happens in the blink of an eye, it's so whenever I get one like this, I want to triage it, right? I want to get to the middle of the problem as fast as I can. So, if a shop's working on it, the first thing I want to do is screw a fuel pressure gauge on it. I don't care how they do it. I don't care if there isn't a port, make a tool, make an adapter, or whatever. I went through that this week with an 03 Mercury Sable that I discovered needed a fuel pump, but when I went to lift it, there was no rockers left because the floor pan's gone, so we're going to junk the car, which is a whole nother conversation for a different day. But my point is, screw a fuel pressure gauge on it. Most vehicles, it takes about 7 minutes. Tape it to the windshield and let it stay there. That's why God made duct tape. This way, at least we can see 1174 is an imbalance in air fuel mixture between cylinders on bank one. So is it running lean? Is it about to set an 1175, which is bank two? Okay. Do we have a lean running engine? I always encourage everybody, if we've got a V6, V8, anything, and we get a fault for the left side of the motor, don't just focus on the left side. If it's a fuel trim related issue, can we go and look at fuel trim on the right side? Always remember, you go to the doctor for a physical, right, Brian? And he says, your cholesterol, good cholesterol is 200, bad cholesterol is 201. So if it's 199, are we waiting? you're right on the crux. So if fuel trim on the right side is 25 and the code sets at 26, guess what? It just hasn't gotten to that part yet. So, you know, why is this running lean? You think if it lost fuel pressure, if the fuel pump couldn't deliver volume, you think it would start to lose power and run lean? I do.
Yeah.
Right? Logically speaking. Yeah. And then again, maybe it's not fuel pressure related. What's the strategy on these that I've seen, one of the weird things I've seen on these is it will set a C0, Charlie 0, 561. And when you said the service Stabilitrack light is on,
yeah.
I bet you there's a fault code in the Stabilitrack. And I bet you it's a 561 because the brake control module is receiving invalid data from another module and it sets that fault. And everybody, they either ignore it or they look at it. If they ignore it, they miss it. If they look at it, it confuses them. All right? There's two things that are critical on this car that will cause loss of power besides the fuel pump. Besides, you know, is it a bad PCM? Is it a bad wiring harness? I mean, there's 50 things we could talk about, but just trying to get to the middle of the problem. You know, tell me what's good. I'll tell you what's bad. All right. Throttle position sensor. All right. Because this is a drive-by-wire car. So throttle position and accelerator pedal position sensors. But I generally don't see those create the lean condition. And if they did, it would be both banks.
Right.
Map sensor.
That makes
All right. We've got to take a look. We've got to take a look at the map sensor. And I don't mean is the map sensor bad. Do we have a wiring problem? And it could be an issue where the map sensor is changing voltage while you're driving the vehicle. You know, it's showing a lean condition that isn't there, or it's showing a rich condition, and the PCM tries leaning the mixture out to the point that the car shuts off and stalls or runs bad or has a loss of power.
Sure.
All right. Go ahead.
I was just going to throw out there. When it did happen to him, when he was in the Twin Cities, I did go through there one day after this had happened, and I stopped by, put my scanner on it, and I came up with that P1174. Got it up to my guy up the road here, and he's coming up with that too. And he said, it could either be O2 sensor or cam position sensor or phaser. And you're going the direction of a fuel mixture on bank one. So that's good to know.
Right.
What would cause these other lights to come on? And I get the check engine.
Well, the other lights are coming on because the way the strategy is on vehicles probably in the last 20 years now. I was going to say 5 years, but I'm getting old. I forget. In the last 20 years is if there's a fault in the PCM, they start to limit traction control. They start to limit steering and safety device control because they don't want the engine overworking itself, working too hard.
Sure.
You know, it's sort of like you sprain your shoulder and the doctor says don't lift anything heavy, but you can still go to work. We're just trying to take care of the vehicle and not put it under any undue stress or aggravation until we solve the problem.
Yeah, and I get that 100%. I was going to say, when it happened to me, when I was driving it 5 miles up the road here and it was doing it, and it makes sense that, I mean, obviously something's wrong. The engine isn't running right. It's throwing everything off. The thing would not shift correctly either. I mean, I couldn't get
it shifted up.
Ultimately, I did. I pulled over the shoulder and I kept moving, but I just backed off the throttle,
right,
and just kind of let it take a breath, and then I was gradually able to get it up to a speed where it was reasonable,
right, and then it was and then it was okay. And then the other thing you can look at when you've got your fuel pressure gauge hooked up, just for giggles, take a fuel sample. Hit the fuel pressure release button on the fuel pressure gauge. Take a fuel sample. It should fill a pint in under 30 seconds. Shows it's got volume and the fuel should be clean. But, you know, are we headed towards a failing fuel pump on a 200,000-mile, 15-year-old car? Do we have an intermittent map sensor? Some things to look at. Brian, I got to go. Take a look at that. Give me a call back. I'm glad to help and talk about it some more, and we can solve it for you. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We're back right after this.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, welcome back. Ron Nain, the Car Doctor, here at 855-560-9900, 24/7 phone number. Call, leave a message if we're not here. We'll get you on here in the next live broadcast. Let's go over to Hannah in Maine, 15 Ford Fusion. Hannah, how can I help you?
Hi. Let me give you a little rundown what's going on with me and my car.
Okay.
I have a 2015 Ford Fusion at 60,000 miles. The transmission is apparently gone, toast. And I still owe $14,000 on the vehicle.
Yikes. Did you?
Yeah.
So
I don't know what to do.
You bought it used, right?
I did. I came with 30,000 miles.
Okay. Well, you know, it's so, and I'm sure you've got, did you get a price on a replacement trans?
So the Ford garage in Augusta is quoting me $6,900
right,
with a 3-year warranty. But I've been looking through other garages, and I've been quoted around $6,000 because they don't want to put a used transmission in because they're worried that this one only got me to 68,000 miles. What's to say one for $4,000 wouldn't, you know, get me in, you know, a used one would last any longer.
Right. So obviously the first.
That's the problem.
We're going to talk about this here. Obviously, my first question is, can you afford a new car? And the answer is going to be no, because otherwise you would have bought a new car instead of buying the used car 3 years ago. Right. Okay. So
right.
Can you afford another used car?
Well, no, I can't.
Okay.
I can't even afford the $6,000 repair.
Right. I kind of knew that. So then the option becomes, then you've got to repair this. And quite honestly, I myself, who's been servicing the car up to this point? Who's been working on it?
So it's just sitting at the Ford garage in Augusta right now, until I find a place to get it towed to either get the repair done or have it repossessed at the Ford garage in Augusta.
Well, no, by that I mean,
because I could.
Who's been working on it up to this point? Who's been doing the service and such on it? Has the Ford dealer been the place, or you just ended up there for this particular problem?
I just ended up there with this particular problem.
Okay. And then do they, you know, what does the rest of the car look like? It's 9 years old. It's been up in Maine. It's, you know, let's face it, you guys have corrosion and rust issues. I don't want to put $7,000
into it's a pretty.
Yeah.
It's a pretty. pretty clean car. I mean, I just got the brakes done on it. I haven't had any issues other than this major issue.
Right.
It's in good condition.
Okay. I would want the Ford dealer to tell me that, because you're seeing it from the top. You want to look at it from underneath. What kind of rust is
okay.
What kind of rust is on the chassis and the subframe? You know, what are the things
okay.
What are the things that you don't see? It's got 70,000 miles right. on it. If you and I'm just saying, if you put $7,000 in it, right, do they think this car will go another 3 years? Typically they do. I'm sort of surprised to see the trans fail at 68. But then again, I can tell you,
right.
my 04 Suburban that I changed its diaper every day of its life puked the trans at 55,000. It happens. You know, it's just, you know, it's life's tough. Wear a hard hat, you know, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most important question is who's going to do it, who's going to give the best warranty, and who's going to actually be around okay. to stand behind it. Do you travel with the car? Do you stay primarily up in Maine, or do you ever venture out elsewhere?
I do travel. I live in Carthage, and I stay right in Maine, but I do travel, like, around Maine.
You know, because my other concern is, you know, if the Ford dealer does it and you travel from one side of Maine to the other, if the trans were to have a problem, is the warranty honored at Ford dealers elsewhere in Maine and across the country, whereas at a local shop, you know, they may have to make arrangements for that to happen. So this is a major purchase.
Okay.
You know, if this is a major purchase,
yeah.
what else are we doing? You know, you've got to think that it's $20,000 to replace a vehicle with something used. That's kind of a tough thing. And you know what? You don't want to let it get repossessed, because then that's going to affect your credit and everything else. That becomes a real mishigas. Bottom line. Bottom line. You need a car. Is this one any good? Is this worth fixing? Let's decide if this is worth fixing and putting the money into, and then you'll find the money. The universe provides. All right?
Right. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, kiddo. Good luck, and I wish you the best. I'm sorry to hear that. I'm Ron Anani and the Car Doctor. We're back right after this.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know, it's amazing to me how the time just flies by. We just did 2 hours of radio here on the weekend, and it's gone. The folks over at Mitchell One have something called SureTrack. You know, their SureTrack fixes, which comes to you as part of the subscription for Mitchell One and Pro Demand. So this month there was a good one in there. It talked about problems with a 2014 Ram 1500 that was experiencing a cylinder number one shutdown, and it wasn't operating properly. The person had replaced the cam and the lifters four months ago, and now it's setting a fault code. Well, you know, like they say, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to repair a car sometimes, because the person that was having the vehicle repaired, the person in the shop, reached out to the SureTrack community via Mitchell One. And he got some responses, and they talked about looking at the cylinder number one lifter, the multiple displacement cylinder lifter, and they found out that the lock pin wasn't working and returning the lifter to normal operation. So mechanically, the cylinder never had proper valve train operation. The PCM knows that, and it kept it in the off position, so the strategy prevented it from reigniting or allowing the cylinder to run, and thereby save the cylinder, save the engine anyway. That's the strategy it goes through. Just a great service. So the folks over at Mitchell One, another kudos and another tip of the hat. They did a great job, as SureTrack always does, helping to solve problems that can't be solved otherwise, at least not without extensive use of the gray matter. So that's about it for today. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, reminding you, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless. See you.
A lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal, or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.